KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Planned Parenthood starts performing abortions again in Wisconsin today. Lawyers for the health care clinics say that Wisconsin's 1849 ban does not criminalize abortion. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call agrees he's suing to have abortion rights fully restored in the state.
Before too long, I think there's a chance that the circuit court judge will issue a final ruling in the next few months. So hopefully we will get to a point where we have certainty here as to where things stand, and there won't be any doubt whatsoever.
Call was on Upfront on WISN-TV yesterday. Meanwhile, Senator Tammy Baldwin is working to have abortion rights codified under federal law, and her bill would also ban restrictive laws at the state level.
We cannot have a patchwork of state-to-state regulation that means that women don't have the same rights in one jurisdiction than they do in another.
Baldwin spoke at a recent WisPolitics luncheon. Abortion opponents say they're dismayed. Wisconsin Family Action claims abortion is still illegal in Wisconsin. No abortions have been performed here since the U.S. Supreme Court's Dobbs decision last year overturning Roe v. Wade. U.S. House Republicans want to cut the Environmental Protection Agency budget by 39%. As Brett Pivato reports, that would be a setback for efforts to clean up PFAS pollution.
The House Appropriations Committee's budget for fiscal year 2024 would reduce funding for the EPA by nearly $4 billion. But John Reeder with the nonprofit Environmental Working Group says in inflation-adjusted terms, the cut is much greater.
This funding level would take EPA back 50 years. It's a severe cut. It would devastate EPA.
Over the summer, the agency released an analysis of drinking water and found PFAS levels greater than the minimum reporting limit in over 400 public water supplies across the country. Brett Pivato reporting.
State lawmakers might try to encourage more young people in Wisconsin to take driver's education classes. A proposed bill would cover $6 million worth of course fees for students who get free lunch and reduced lunch. The cost of driver's ed may be causing many young people to wait until they're 18 to get their licenses. At that point, they're no longer required to get formal training. The state of Wisconsin is requiring burning permits in a dozen southern counties starting today. The special fire order will stay in place until further notice from Platteville to Waupaca. You won't need a burn permit for campfires, but wardens are still urging people to be careful. The fire danger is due to stubborn drought conditions. Now that fall is getting closer, dead leaves and pine needles are making matters worse. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
The only Navy ship ever built, christened, and commissioned in the city it was named for is ready for open waters. The USS Marinette was commissioned Saturday morning on the shores of the Menominee River. The commissioning means the ship has officially joined the U.S. Navy's fleet. Marinette Mayor Steve Genesot talked about what it means to the community.
Anyone in the city has got to recognize what this means for us and shows, you know, what we do, and you've got to be proud of it.
Northeast Wisconsin and 8th District U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher tells Civic Media Marinette shipbuilders should see more action if we want to keep pace with China.
So we need more ships. We're falling behind, and so we're going to be asking a lot of the shipbuilding industrial base. It's up to us in Congress to provide the stable, predictable funding and the plan necessary to make that happen.
The USS Marinette left yesterday from Mayport, Florida, where it will be based. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Packers lose to the Falcons. Good morning from Atlanta. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Falcons 25-24. Green Bay let a 2-touchdown lead slip away in the second half. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Very disappointed that when you have a 12-point lead in the second half and you don't make the plays and don't play complimentary football, and then when you have mistakes, all those get magnified.
The game came down to a pair of 4th-and-1 plays late in the fourth quarter. The first was a botched quarterback sneak by Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I just messed up the operation with the cadence on that one, and so not everybody was got the call to get the sneak, so I just messed that operation up right there.
The other was the defense unable to stop rookie running back Bijan Robinson from getting a first down on 4th-and-1, allowing Atlanta to kick the go-ahead field goal.
Midway the fourth quarter, we started, you know, running the ball, bringing the DBs up and then giving some shots downfield to the receivers. You know, you kind of felt them, you know, starting to back off.
Falcons head coach Arthur Smith.
It means a lot for us to win at home. I thought our crowd has been unbelievable the last two games, and it really made a difference.
College football, the Badgers beat Georgia Southern 35-14. Wisconsin improving to 2-1, but they struggled to get their run game going. Head coach Luke Fickell.
Yeah, that was part of the game plan. It didn't, you know, sometimes you got to adapt and adjust. In the first half, we couldn't and didn't for whatever reason. You know, we'll go and take a good hard look at it and see why, and, you know, give them some credit. They got some 340 pounders inside there, and it's not the easiest thing in the world, I guess, early on.
Up next, the Badgers travel to Purdue to play in a rare Friday night game. Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers won the series, but lost to the Nationals yesterday 2-1 in 11 innings. The crew flew to St. Louis, where they open a four-game series against the Cardinals tonight at 6:45. Craig Counsell was disappointed they didn't sweep the Nationals.
We had opportunities to win that game. Lots of at-bats with the man in scoring position, and just didn't get the next hit.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. 2001 to 2003, what you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. Earl and me going to try to break down this debacle that happened yesterday. What's up, Earl?
All right. Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, let me say this to you first, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. I saw the ceiling this morning, so I'm good.
All right. The Packer game. Here's what people need to understand. They're not as good as they were, as people thought they were, when they beat the Bears. Because as I said last week, they beat the Bears. They come on, man. They beat the
Earl,
JV team.
Earl, you're going too deep.
Wait, Gil.
Come on. You sound like you're tooting your own horn.
No. Listen, the Bears got beat up again. Just yesterday. Yeah, they got beat up again, bad. And so when the Packers beat the Bears, we were all excited. People were all excited. The Packers, the Packers, the Packers back. And so when they lost to the Falcons yesterday, and what I thought was a very entertaining game, it goes to show the people with the know-how picked the Packers at 9-8 or 8-9.
Oh, so you're trying to pull the plug on them already, Earl?
Is that what you're trying to say?
Huh?
Gilbert.
You sound like you're trying to pull the plug already, Earl.
Listen, it's not that you're pulling the plug. You played the game. It's not so easy to bring in all new players, basically, and a brand new quarterback, basically, and then.
So you saying you pushing the panic button already?
I'm not pushing the panic button. I was
the way you saying.
Hey Gilbert, I was one of those guys who agreed with the 9-8 from the beginning.
I understand all that. I go game by game.
Okay.
I ain't going to sit up there and say they're going to be 9-8. What dude know they're going to be 9-8? You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that. I'm going to go game by game, and I'm going to break it down. This week, you got to look at this game. Number one, we had key players out of this game, number one. Two, you got to ask yourself, did we get out coached this game?
Hey.
You cannot lose momentum going into the third and fourth quarter And you got to tell me we can't get a first down?
Hey, so LaFleur, the coach, you know what he said?
Yeah, he got to take some of this blame, too.
But you know what he said?
Stop pointing at Jordan Love so much.
Well, you know what he said when they asked him the question about
what?
Well, you had your good players out. You know what he said? Next man up. He didn't say, "Oh man, we didn't have Aaron Jones, we didn't have Bakhtiari, we didn't have." He said, "Next man up." In other words,
it seems to me that he don't know the next man up. He don't know what kind of caliber the next man up is because it ain't the same caliber.
Well, clearly
they ain't got nobody out there like Bakhtiari. They ain't got nobody out there like Jones. They ain't got nobody out there like Watson. If they did, it would be next man up. It's not like that.
Well, Gilbert, the starters are the starters on all the teams, right? So there's a reason why they're starters, and there's a reason why the backups. Whatever reason, the guys.
But there's going to be a difference in the nucleus of the team if you got three starters out at key positions.
I know, but you can't. In the NFL, don't nobody want to hear it. The Jets lost yesterday, and the Jets could have
said. So
you're going
to tell me, listen to this, Earl. So you're going to tell me if you got Lamar Jackson at the starter, and you got Tim Tebow backing him up. When Tim Tebow starts, there's no difference?
No, I'm not
next
saying.
Next man up?
Hey, Gilbert, I'm not saying there's no difference, but in the NFL, as you always say, not for long.
Not for long,
the
baby.
The people pay all that money to watch the games, and they don't want to hear excuses. They don't want to hear.
Hey, man, you're going to get excuses. Everybody can't play like everybody.
Hey, Gilbert, when you were playing, the coaches didn't say, "Hey, today we probably ain't got a chance to win because Brett Favre ain't playing." And none of y'all would accept that.
Nah, he ain't gonna say that. He ain't gonna say that. But in the back of his mind, he's like, "Man,
I know,
man, we ain't got." That's his sense.
Hey, I know in the back of his mind he's saying that,
but you got to also say this, Earl. If I'm playing and I go down, my backup is not me.
I know, but
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Gilbert, every team can say that, right? Not just the Packers. Every team could say that, and so that couldn't be the excuse.
At three key positions, though, Earl. Three key positions.
Gilbert, so are you saying that's an
left tackle is a key position.
I know.
Running back is a key position. Receiver is a key position.
Are you saying that that's an excuse for why they lost yesterday? I can't believe that's coming from you.
I'm not saying that's an excuse, but that's a part of it. That's a part of why they lost yesterday. I think to me, what I saw yesterday was missing those guys and coaches.
Hey, Gilbert, I can't believe that I'm sitting here in front of the grave digger
with that red shirt on.
And the grave digger is saying,
looking like a big tomato.
And the grave digger is saying,
"What am I saying? Don't put no words in my mouth, Earl."
Okay,
go ahead. Okay. What you saying? Don't put no words in my mouth.
I'm
not making excuses, Earl. We lost yesterday, but you got to tell the folks why we lost. You can't just say Jordan Love sucks. That's why we lost.
Hey, I didn't say Jordan Love. Here's what happened, Gilbert. So the Packers were up 24 to 10.
Right, for a long time. Yeah, they held there for a long time.
Going into the fourth quarter, they got outscored 13-0 in the fourth quarter. They didn't get a first down at all in the third quarter.
Did they get complacent?
They had three possessions.
Did they get complacent, Earl?
I think the play calling, one time they handed the ball
You didn't keep
up.
Your foot on their throat?
Well, it's not like, I mean, Atlanta was playing good ball. They made some mistakes when they got in the red zone and three or four times. The Packers didn't stop them the whole game. Okay, because they ran for 213 yards. They controlled the time of possession. The Falcons, they just weren't scoring. For instance, in the first half, they got these running backs, man. There's some bad running backs. They got first and goal at the 1 yard line. This is the Falcons. I don't understand, Gilbert, why you're throwing the ball and you got studs in your backfield. And they went three times. They tried to throw the ball twice. It's first and goal, man. Smash mouth football. Run it in. So they
did they get it?
They got 3 points out of that deal.
Defense held.
Yeah,
that's what defense was supposed to do.
They tried to throw.
We don't care, but we don't care about Atlanta though. Let's talk about our team.
Okay.
Why we fail? I understand they got great. Each team got good players. We got to figure out how to stop those players. We got to figure out how to show up and beat these guys.
So
yesterday we started out good. We got to finish good.
Well, there were several factors in why the Packers lost on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Again, the fact that the defense allowed 212 yards, you know, and two guys in 35 carries, they got 175 yards. And so they dominated the time of possession Atlanta did. And the Packers, who should have been, and you always talk about it, they're strong, their core, their front four, and their linebackers, physically strong, Gilbert. Would you agree?
Yes.
And then they got some backup boys on the line. Yes. Well, they got pushed around yesterday. Okay. That's one of the reasons, Gilbert. They got pushed around yesterday. And
yeah, go
ahead.
You hate to say it like that, you know, because we got some good guys up there. We got, but you also got to look at the scheme. You see what I'm saying? What kind of scheme was we playing to where we let these backs get out there like they did? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, they run the ball to take time of possession and take the ball out of our hands.
Right.
And that's what they did yesterday.
But I remember you saying something to me, Gil, but I remember everything you say to me. I do. You told me once before, you said even as bad as you can be as a college player, you turn around and that offensive lineman you playing against on the other side, he ain't chopped liver.
No, so the Falcons, he get paid too.
So the Falcons clearly must have some pretty good offensive linemen. Is it safe to say that? If they can push around the Packers defense.
Yes. Yes. For them, offensive linemen to do what they did yesterday and get the job done with them on the ground. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. We really need to look at this film as a defense and find out not to let that happen again.
Because it's safe to say they must have some pretty good offensive linemen to be able to push around the Packers defense. Is it safe to say that?
Right.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, they're calling for Dylan to be gone. They want Dylan gone. Come on. We'll be right back.
Listen, we got to attack that.
Yeah. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. They really beating up Dylan, man.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy today with highs around 64. Northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Partly cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, highs around 73. Temperatures above average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. Once again, high of 64 today. Lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Did you watch the game yesterday? We'd love to hear from you and your views on what you saw. 844-967-2789, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. So Gilbert, a lot of complaining about Dylan, and it's time for Dylan to go. So they didn't have Aaron Jones yesterday at all. They tried to feature Dylan in his place. They ran Dylan in the backfield with no other blocker, Gilbert. Okay? So, you know, it wasn't like they had a fullback and then Dylan. It was just Dylan back there with Jordan Love. So explain to people in the best way you can to why you can't blame what happened yesterday on Dylan. He's not Aaron Jones, is he?
No, he's not. I mean, like I said, the comparisons are different. I mean, if you give the ball to Jones 10 times, it's going to be 10 different outcomes than what Dylan does. You know what I'm saying? Dylan's a bruiser back. You know what I'm saying? And people don't understand. I mean, it's kind of like when we used to play Tampa, when Tampa was in the black and blue division, and they had Warg Dunn and Allstott, you know. Warg Dunn is the quick scat back. Right. He gonna get these so many yards. Warg Dunn's the bruiser. He gonna hit you. Now, it's kind of like you got Batman and Robin back there. Okay, Batman gonna give it to you. Robin gonna clean it up. But when you take away Batman and everybody focuses on Robin, Robin's not the feature. And then you have to go back and say, okay, you got to look at it and analyze it really good. You know, the media just want to jump down people's throat and they don't really watch the game. They don't really understand the game. These guys get paid to just run their mouth and move a pen across a piece of paper. What I'm trying to tell you is that, and I'm not making excuses. You know, we had two starters out yesterday. One didn't play and one went out the game, right? Jenkins, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you also got to understand that if you're running, you got to make plays for Dylan. same play. You can't make the same plays for Aaron Jones and Dylan because you're going to get different outcomes. Get that boy something that's in between the tackles. But then you got to say, do we have the offensive line? Our offensive line is built to pass block. Our offensive line ain't built to run the ball. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference in our line and Philly's line. There's a difference in so many lines because we were built to pass block and protect. You know, there's a difference when you built to run the ball. And we in this West Coast offense, it's more finesse than being physical.
So people might.
And they want a guy to be physical back there, but we ain't got the front to do physical.
But see, Gilbert, people might say, well, you saying that, but Aaron Jones is able to run with that. But as you stated, he's different.
Right. He's a different back, Earl. He's that guy that's gonna get. He gonna find that hole and he gonna excel. He gonna fight. He just like how Barry Sanders was when Barry Sanders didn't have an offensive line and did all that work.
Right.
Aaron Jones is a real integral part of this offense. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now you see why it's different. Now you see why they need him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, all that being said, the talk next year is that they can't afford him. And so, you know, based on just what you see without him, mm-hmm. He's one of the top backs in the league. They missed him. I would safely say, Gilbert, it's safe to say that if they had Aaron Jones yesterday, they would have got at least 1 point. He would have been worth at least 1 or 2 points, right?
Even coming out of the backfield as a receiver, he's deadly.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? He was picking up the slack that Watson when he's been out. But when you lose two key receivers like that, I mean, to me, when I look at this game, what happened yesterday, we lost as a team.
Yeah, but you always lose as a team, though, man.
No, you don't. Offense, defense, and special teams, and coaching. We lost as a team. You can see if we lost because the offense wasn't scoring points.
Oh, man.
Or we can see if we lost if we fumbled the ball on special teams and gave it away. Defense couldn't step up. It's three phases of the game that you lose the game with. You can't win with just two phases of the game.
Hey, Gilbert, man, I can't believe I'm sitting here with...
That's because the wool has been pulled over your eyes, and now you got somebody that's going to tell you the truth.
Grave digger saying... It's the whole team loses, not part
the whole.
Of the
yeah,
team.
In reality, yeah, the whole team loses. But there's breakdowns, in somewhere. And yesterday, we couldn't score, we couldn't move the ball
when you needed.
Defense couldn't stop
when they needed to.
When they needed to. And special teams, I don't deal with them.
Okay, you know, man, the Packers, they'll be at home next week, and I forgot who they're playing.
Is that the Saints game?
The Saints game. Saints got a good defense. So, yeah. And then they play the Lions on Thursday.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, they better get it right quick, right?
Yeah, you got to get these guys healthy. Listen, they got to figure out
We got to go to the break. Our phone lines are open at 844.
Somebody call, please.
967-2789. You're tuned into Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. We'll be right back.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Five Americans being held by Iran are set to be freed today as part of a prisoner exchange that also includes the unfreezing of $6 billion that have been held by South Korea. Critics are calling it a ransom. As the UAW strike against the big three car makers enters day four, here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The UAW is demanding a return to pensions, better benefits for retirees, cost of living adjustments, and a 40% pay increase, which it says is on par with what CEOs have received.
We'll amp up the pressure. We'll take more plants out.
GM has announced temporary layoffs for 2,000 non-striking employees. Ford is doing the same to 600.
A $250,000 reward being offered for information leading to the arrest of whoever shot and killed a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy as he sat in his car this weekend. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. An escaped prisoner has been found and is back in custody. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections say 38-year-old Dustin L. Bone was found in Alexandria, Virginia on Friday, almost 1,000 miles away from where he was supposed to be. Bone was discovered missing last Monday from the minimum security Sanger B. Powers Correctional Facility in Oneida. Bone was almost finished serving a 7-year sentence for armed robbery and was set to be released into extended supervision in November. It's a big day, readers. The new Green Bay Public Library East Branch officially opens. There was a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Saturday at the grand opening to kick things off, but today the community can take advantage of all the new features the building at 2253 Main Street has to offer, which includes a study area, conference rooms, computer stations, and lots of friendly people willing to help. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome. Oh, yeah. He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first-ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show, the Monday after. And so, you know, before we go to the phone line, so Gilbert, here's what Coach LaFleur had to say.
LaFleur.
You guys saw it. They shredded us consistently. Atlanta had little, if any, desire to throw the football. It only opened up the offense once the game got into a passing script for them. Last week, it felt like a step in the right direction for the Packers' run defense. Sunday, it was the same old J defense, grade F. coaching. LaFleur aggressions was on full display early in the game. He opened the day with a flea flicker trying to use the Falcons' aggressive defense against them. A drive that started promising ended in disaster. The Packers were in field goal range when they took an inexcusable delay of game penalty. So, anyway, Gilbert, let's go to the phone lines and Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we the people are ultimately the owners of the Packers, which is actually a good thing. But, Earl, you know what? We have such a throwaway culture. Oh, my God. You would have thought the Packers got beat by 50 points yesterday, the way everyone's talking and the way everyone thinks the world's coming to an end. They got beat by 1 point. I understand that there could have been a couple of things that could have gone one way or the other way. And there could have been one thing that went the other way, one way or the other way for the other team as well. And give me a break. Talking about getting rid of a running back who's a backup running back for the most part behind Aaron Jones in Dillon is absolutely ridiculous. So anybody that's calling or, you know, talking about getting rid of Dillon, man, oh man, he's a fullback runner.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's basically a semi coming through. So he's got some blocking in front of him to make it happen. Whereas Aaron Jones is also a fullback runner, but he's also a halfback runner. He's a finesse and a semi coming through. So, people, chill out. The problem with this culture, the problem with this world, is that everyone's a critic. Everyone thinks that their critic, them being a critic, is like starting with Simon Cowell, for God's sakes, and ending up with a politician.
Hey, Tom, you know, you're from Wisconsin. You know, life starts and ends with Green Bay Packer football, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
Yeah, Tom, he's in a way he's kind of in and out of the thing, you know. He's telling everybody, look, man, you can't panic right now.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
You know, number one and number two, you know, we are a team that's trying to find ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but then again, you cannot point the finger at one guy. You cannot. I mean, and if he's a fan that understands that A.J. Dillon is really a fullback and not a tailback, when we're trying to force him to be, you know, that's why you got to say, what? If you wanted to do something right, why you didn't start that kid that was ripping them up in the preseason?
Well, see, Gilbert, you just took the words out of my mouth. They played the two tailbacks, the other two tailbacks they have, five plays the whole game. And so you're right. What they should have done was played the backup tailbacks in Aaron Jones' position.
And let A.J. Dillon still play his position.
Right.
And see what will happen. See, that's what I was saying before, Earl. The coaching is a big part of this. You know, you can't cancel out what they put out there for these guys to play. Because at the end of the day, it's LaFleur's offense and old boy's defense. And their job is to put him in the best position to win the game.
Well,
period.
What are a lot of complaints about Joe Barry?
Oh, it's a lie.
Oh, you've heard it too.
Oh, absolutely. I can hear it all the way here in Detroit.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
You mean probably from players, right?
All the way around, Earl. All the way around.
Okay, so let me ask you. What I'm saying? If Joe Barry is such a bad coach.
I didn't say you.
I didn't say you. If Joe Barry is such a bad coach, why would Matt LaFleur stake his career on Joe Barry?
That's a good question, because you got to ask yourself. I mean, if I was a coach, I'm gonna put the best foot forward.
Well, he must believe in
Joe
Barry.
And if the guy is not, he must believe in him, because he's still there.
Right.
You know, he's what LaFleur is saying is that I'm not going to let the media tell me what to do.
Yep, which is right.
I'm going to wait and see how this guy turns out.
Well, but
and
he knows.
Obviously. Huh?
He knows Joe Barry was there and gone, and he went and got him back. So he knows who and what Joe Barry is. Mm. That's his guy, Gilbert.
Yeah, that's his guy. You're going to live it. That's the same. You're going to live and die what you got. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then again, if the players are not believing in the scheme, or something is not helping these players get over the top. I mean, because let's see, if these guys come out running the ball like that.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that we can't, I mean, with the physical players that we got, we can't put guys in a better position to stop this?
Hey Gilbert, Packers got some physical players. There's no question about it. Oh, they're physical. They're a physical football team. That's why when the game, and they kind of knew Atlanta was going to run the ball, because Atlanta's got a second-year quarterback. Okay, so it's not like
they went out and drafted some good running back.
Yeah, they got, and that's what they do. They run the ball. So the Packers knew they were going to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was no surprise. Mm-hmm. They just couldn't stop them. And like
that's I the told thing. You, it's like Joe Barry say, okay, if we take away the run, we want them to pass the ball.
Yeah, but
we couldn't stop the run.
No, you couldn't stop the run.
So what kind of game plan did you have?
I'm sure he.
That's the question.
Well, Gilbert, I told you that running back, and you kind of jumped on me a little bit earlier. The running back.
Yeah, because you said they was great.
Yeah.
Great.
hey,
they okay.
Hey, 10 years from now, they'll be talking about this running back that the Falcons got. Okay? That's how good that young man is. And his name is Ryder. But you remember I told you. That's how good that young man is. Powerful. And then Tyler Algieri they've got their 1-2. One guy runs straight ahead, full speed with power, Gilbert, which is what you were talking about. Full speed, straight ahead. The other cat, scat back. Man, he gonna cut on a dime. You think you got him, and that's what they did. They 1-2, scat back, and then a power back, and that's what they did, and just ran the ball down the Packers' throats. Now I don't know if any other teams gonna be able to do that, because right now the NFL is kind of going away from the importance of running backs. Right, we talked about that all during the preseason. Well, Atlanta is the opposite. They're saying, hey, we're building our team around running the football, and the Packers couldn't stop it. So, I don't know, man. I will say this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're only into game two. They're 1-1. They're in a division that everybody else is 1-1 except for the Chicago Bears, who are 0-2. So everybody else lost in their division. So, you know, it's not like, you know, they're in a division where somebody's going to go 11-6, you know. They have a shot in that division because, you know, the Vikings are somebody else who are rebuilding, and the Lions, who I still think is the best team in the division, lost yesterday in a shootout. So, you know, it's game two. And to somehow say, well, Love didn't do this. You and I talked about this going back to preseason. Hey, man, we hope they don't scapegoat Jordan Love. Remember? We spent time talking about that. There are people now saying, well, Jordan Love didn't do anything in the fourth quarter. Well, you know, quarterbacks, you know, three and out twice, and then it was fourth and in the, you know, after the Falcons kicked the field goal and took the lead, the Packers had one last chance, Gilbert. They're on their 25. It's 37 seconds left. No timeouts. They expected Jordan Love to be able to move them from the Packer 25 into field goal position with that 37 seconds. He's not Aaron Rodgers, is he?
Earl, we got to, you know, you got to ask yourself, when you put a team like this together, a young team like this, have they been in this position before?
No.
Have they been in this type of adversity before? Can they pull themselves out of this type of adversity? That's where you got to understand. That's where leadership comes in. That's where having good veterans come in to help these young guys and coaching, man. You know what I'm saying? You was whooping them.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, what happened? That's what I'm saying, man. It's with a young team like this, you're going to have these kind of stumbles, man.
So the Falcons are kind of a young team. And is this where veterans can hold it together? I mean, what would a veteran had done, Gilbert, you on the line, and you're watching your line being chewed up, and you got all that place. What would a veteran had said to them?
You number one, you got to pull it together, man. Number two, you got to have a guy that's been there before to help these guys understand what kind of game this is. You're away from home, crowds in the game. It's the ATL, first of all. And if they young or we young, they got the momentum because they're at home. You see what I'm saying? But then again, we can't give them stuff to build them up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to change stuff up to get that first down. So then we got to get some of this momentum back. We can't just go in three and out.
Well, that's what you can't do. Well, that's what
you can't do.
I know, but that's
you what you know happened. What I'm saying? You know, is it play calling was too conservative because we're up?
Yeah, that was part of it.
I mean, come on, man. You got to find ways to, you know, take this momentum back as a coach.
So Gilbert, when you're up 13 points going into the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And you're not going to be, you know, throwing Hail Marys.
No.
Okay. So and your defense has held them as far as points are concerned throughout the game. I guess there was no way for them to believe that they were going to score those 13 points based on what happened in the first half. So what I would ask you is those defensive players played major college football. They need somebody to get them to understand what's going on?
No, Earl, it's not. I mean, it's like, man, this Atlanta team came out the second half with more fire than we did and took over the game. It's plain and simple. We lost the game in the second half. And I don't understand how.
All right, listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
That's that Tupac.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the Golden Days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 64. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 51. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Temps a bit above average. Wednesday and Thursday, with highs in the upper 70s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 51.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. Yeah. To all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby. Check. It was all a dream.
All right, welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go to Rico from Rock County. Good morning to you, Rico. How you doing? Your thoughts?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
All right.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Gilbert hit that nail on the head. Hey, Gilbert, how you doing? Hey, you hit the nail on the head, Gilbert. They lost that brother in that second half. And, you know, you got LaFleur, he say, oh, the next guy up, and before the game even start. Well, who was that next guy up to take over for Aaron Jones? I don't know about you, but he certainly had an opportunity to put his name in the big time yesterday. But I don't think he ever got hardly called upon. I don't even know who the guy is. Is it Wilson?
Yeah. So. I mean,
who is that next guy?
So see, Rico, you
tell just, him, Rico.
No,
tell
no,
him.
No. So Rico just explained that. Gilbert and the fact that those are tailbacks, the two guys he just mentioned were tailbacks. They never got a chance. You know, Wilson, the rookie guy got one carry and Taylor, the other guy got about three carries. So, you know, they did not run the ball and when they did run it, it was with the fullback. So fullback, 15 carries for 51 yards. The two scat backs got six carries together, and I think they got about 12, 14 yards. So they never really gave it a chance, Gilbert.
It's called, I mean, what's the, when we lose, it's called keeping it real Monday. And right now, we keeping it real because you got to ask yourself, did the coach put us in the best position? I mean, if you got a cat that was killing everybody in the preseason.
Yeah.
Your number one dog went down. You got to put somebody in that position and leave A.J. Dillon where he belongs.
So let me tell you what I think is happening, Gilbert. A.J. Dillon is up for contract next year. He asked for money this year, and they turned him down. So it's pretty clear, you know, maybe what's going to happen. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what? Ken.
Calvin, Ken.
Okay. But so Gilbert, here's the deal. AJ Dillon's contract is up. And you know, if he doesn't have a great season, you know, I think he's gone. Ken, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Good morning, Calvin.
All right, good morning. You say what?
Gilbert hit it on the head. They got too conservative in the second half, I think, with offensive play calling. And then the defense got gassed. That's my opinion of it.
Well, the defense got gassed the whole game.
Well, it seemed to me like more in the second half because he seemed to be on the field quite a bit more. But yeah. I think the offensive play call just got so conservative. Maybe it was because of the players or what, but that's just my opinion, gentlemen.
Well, that's what we're after. Thank you very much for the call, Gilbert. You know what?
It's also a part of I don't know what it is, but every time we go into a dome, we don't play well.
Well, you guys,
when I was there, we never played well.
Right.
You know, but then again, I mean, hey, man, but at the end of the day, we got to put, this is game three coming up. We all knew this season wasn't going to be great. You know what I'm saying? But don't push the panic button yet. Don't do it.
Hey, Gilbert, yes, 9-8. Or
I don't care about that, Earl. I just told you I'm going game by game. I ain't gonna say we're gonna be 9-9 or 9-8 or whoever. I don't care about that. I watch the game to go
The Saints. They're playing the Saints this coming week.
Recap. We previewing the game.
Yeah, Saints.
It's gonna be tough.
Saints got a good defense.
Got a good defense. Yes, they're coming into Lambeau Field.
But
we got the momentum.
You got the momentum. Why? Because you're playing in Lambeau Field?
Lambeau Field's a bad place, baby.
So I'm trying to figure this out. So you got I thought the momentum came from winning and losing. Well, the Bears played the Packers in Soldier Field.
And Mike Tyson had the momentum every time he stepped into the ring until they threw the punch. You see what I'm saying? Mike Tyson beat guys before they got in the ring.
Right.
That's what we used to do in Lambeau Field.
You used to. We're talking about today.
We're trying to get it back.
Oh, okay.
That's when they sit up there and all the people saying, you know, we set a high bar. You see what I'm saying? These young cats got to grab that bar, man.
That's the difference. Hey, Gilbert, and they will and they may.
Eventually, yes.
But we all knew and everybody knew going in that this was kind of rebuilding.
Yeah. I remember. They don't want to call it that, though, right?
I know they don't want to call it that, but that's what it is. Hey, man, did you see Deion Sanders? You know how much the game tickets are?
No. Every time I turn around, I see a Colorado Buffalo shirt.
Listen to this, man. $500 per ticket.
Did you see who he got in there?
Yeah, but Gilbert.
Rock was hanging out.
Everybody is. But Gilbert.
Did you see him and his son in the KFC commercial?
Yeah, but Gilbert, $500 for a college football ticket.
Well deserved.
I mean, come on, man. They don't cost that much in Lambeau.
Well deserved.
Oh, okay. We got to talk about that.
And we also got to talk about how all the people hating on him.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We got to get out of here for now. Under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, man, as always, man, get some rest.
I'm working on it. Thank you. All right. Calvin, what's up, baby?
All right. We got
in the red shirt. I'm calling you Little Red Riding Hood with white hair.
Right. We'll be back on next Monday under the helm with the grave digger. All right, Gilbert. See you later, man.
Love you, man.
I love you as well. We got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the ABC Civic News. Media